أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Previously Allah Ta'ala explained three bad qualities of the Jews. One of them was that they claimed that they have got knowledge and that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Arabs are all ignorant and they don't have any knowledge. Allah Ta'ala replied to that and said their knowledge is like books which a donkey is carrying. In other words, they've got the knowledge but they don't practice according to it, and they in fact go against that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has given them. The second point was that they claim they are the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and so they are the chosen people in this world. And Jannat is exclusive for them. Only they will go to Jannat, the Ahle Kitab, that is what they claimed. Allah Ta'ala answered to that and said, if you are true and you know Jannat is much more superior than dunya, where you have got no worry in Jannat, you don't have to work for your livelihood, you're just sitting and enjoying all the time, then ask for death, because death is the means to go to Jannat, to go to Akhirah. But they did never ever ask for death until today. They are very clamorous and they want that, they want the life of this dunya and they just don't want to die. The third thing was, they say that we have been given the Sabbath, the Saturday in which they worship Allah Ta'ala, and that is a special day. To that Allah Ta'ala replies in these ayat that Allah has given the Muslims the day of Jumu'ah, and it was called Yawmul Aruba before the advent of Islam. And this day Allah Ta'ala made from before the day of Jumu'ah the king of the days of the week, the best day. And the Jews and Christians and every nation that came, Allah offered the day of Jumu'ah to them, for that is the special day for the ibadat and the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But these people refused. They always had arguments and they disputed. And the Jews chose Saturday, the Christians chose Sunday. So Allah explains here the real day, which is the great day by Allah, that also we have given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his ummah. And they have got this day. This is a great and special day. It is narrated in one hadith that if a person takes a bath and wear clean clothes on the day of Jumu'ah, he goes early to the masjid, he goes walking, he sits as close as possible to the imam, he listens attentively to the khutbah, the bayan, etc., and he does not do anything useless, just playing with his beard or with his watch or anything like that, then that person gets the reward of 1 year's continuous ibadat, Qiyam-e-Layl, making ibadat the whole night, and 1 year's continuous sawab of keeping rozas for the whole year. So just this, so what a great day Allah Ta'ala has given to the Muslims. On the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and awake earlier than usual. We should try and visit the Qabristan on the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and read Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. And we should try and increase our Durood Sharif on the day of Jumu'ah. And our du'as. It comes in a hadith. There is a moment in the day of Friday that whatever you ask of Allah, Allah will give it to you. And two special times of du'as for Jumu'ah. One is between the two khutbas and one is between Asr and Maghrib. And the time closer on to Maghrib is very, very valuable. And also we should try and read Salatul Tasbih. And we should try and read any surah that starts with Sabbaha Yusabbihu. And also we should try and use Atar, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. It is also narrated in the hadith that Jumu'ah is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids. And we should adorn it with this ibadat. We should cut our nails, pare our nails on the day of Jumu'ah, remove all unnecessary hair of the body, the pubic hair, etc. And for the imam to read alif lam mim sajda and the surah Surah Dahar, which is done, mashallah, in our masjid commonly. This should be also done on the day of Jumu'ah. So Allah Ta'ala says that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walu. O those who have brought iman, idha nudiya li salati mi yawmil Jumu'ah. Jab adhan ho namaz ki Jumu'ah ki deen. When the adhan is called for the day of Jumu'ah, that is the first adhan. When that adhan is called, fas'au ila dhikrillah, to doro Allah ki yaad ko, then hasten and go now to the remembrance of Allah, wadharul bay', or chordo kharid o farokht, and stop all your business at that time. It is not permissible to do business once the first adhan of Jummah is given. And previously we read that the Sahaba and the height of Iman, that is perfection of Iman, that a person desires for more, and not because of a problem of dunya, but rather because he wants to meet Allah, he wants to go to Jannah, he knows it's a better place. Yeah, Allah has shown the lower criteria of the love of Allah, that when you are on Friday, no matter how busy you are, and mashallah, the vast majority of musallis observe Jumu'ah, and we come for Jumu'ah. There are many people who only make Jumu'ah. So, but Muslims generally observe the day of Jumu'ah. Even if they are working for non-Muslims, they will take off. Even if they get unpaid leave, unpaid time, but they will take that time off. So this is also proof that a Muslim has got more greater love for Allah than what he has got for his dunya. Otherwise, everyone loves to carry on with his business, etc. But Jummah comes and everyone closes the shop, and we see everyone, though it is a busy time, etc., but everyone is going to the shop. So that is also proof that a Muslim has got more love for Allah Ta'ala and for Akhirat than what he has got for dunya. ذَذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. یہ بہتر ہے تمہارے حق میں اگر تم کو سمجھ ہے. This is much, much more better for you to close your shops and in fact come as early as possible and spend the day of Jummah as it's supposed to be spent. Only if you knew. We only know the things of dunya, rands and cents, and the income of dunya. But had you known the truth and what Jannat is, and that you'll be saved from Jahannam, then you'll definitely adopt this method. And mashallah, generally, Muslims do. So we should prove our love for Allah Ta'ala in this way. Wa akhiru da'wana.